Hello, and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams. Hackensack Meridian JFK Medical Center recently announced the opening of its new state-of-the-art cardiac catheterization lab. It's offering expert care, the latest diagnostic and interventional technologies, and special amenities for patients to enhance their care experience. The new cath lab, one of three at JFK Medical Center, is part of a $12 million investment by Hackensack Meridian Health in cardiac catheterization services at the medical center. Here to talk about it with us is Dr. Salim Hussein. He is interventional cardiologist and medical director of JFK Medical Center's cardiac catheterization lab. Also with us is Herminio Rivera. He is Cardiac Services Director at JFK Medical Center. And finally, Dr. Aaron Feingold, who is Chairman of Cardiology at Hackensack Meridian JFK Medical Center. And the cath lab is actually named for him. It is the Aaron Feingold Cath Lab. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, this certainly is exciting news. But first, I have to ask you, for the layperson, what exactly is a cardiac catheterization lab?
So a cardiac catheterization lab is where a patient comes into a hospital that has a suspected blockage of the coronary artery, and the cardiologist will bring him to our lab to be able to assess and determine if there is any treatment that can be performed. And I should probably let Dr. Hussein here, who's the subject matter expert, and Dr. Feingold articulate that a little.
Well, the cardiac catheterization lab is set up for both basically cardiac and peripheral procedures, and it's to take care of the heart and the vascular system. The cardiac cath lab is really like an X-ray unit where we can take pictures of the arteries that supply the heart muscle, and also the legs and the extremities. And from there, we can decide how the treatment plan could be. So somebody, purpose for the catheterization lab would be somebody who's having some type of cardiac issues, such as chest pains, if they have any issues with their heart valves and so forth. That's what the cardiac cath lab is. It's really a diagnostic and a therapeutic center for the heart.
I'd like to just add that it's so important that JFK has this lab because it gives us a modality to treat acute myocardial infarctions at any time of the day if a patient should come in with one. And this is a relatively new intervention, and it gives us the state-of-the-art care at JFK Medical Center. Someone is coming in with a heart attack.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I want you guys to pretty much communicate with this new advancement. How exactly will this set JFK Hackensack Meridian Health apart from the rest?
So the new lab has state-of-the-art technology to be able to assess and implement treatment on all patients suffering from heart disease. The technology that we've invested in will allow us to allow the cardiologist to be able to make accurate decisions and be able to treat patients when they're suffering from any disease. Some of the technology that we've incorporated the latest and greatest IntraSight technology, which is we can go into the heart, do an intravascular ultrasound, utilizing a co-registration technology that will allow the physician to be able to make precise, pinpoint, accurate treatment. And this has actually benefited all the patients we serve. We also have a radio lounge where once we perform the procedure, we make the patients feel like they're at home and they're able to come in and walk out the same day. With this technology, patients come into the hospital same day, and for the most part, they leave the same day based on our innovation. And, you know, Dr. Hussein here and Dr. Feingold as well, they're both pioneers in kind of having that same day discharge on these patients, which improves patient satisfaction.
Okay. I'd just like to add that JFK, through the efforts of Dr. Hussein and Patel and the entire division, we've gone from really having a community hospital without a cath lab to almost 3,000 cardiac caths a year. And this is a tremendous move forward for JFK in general. But the cath lab, the new cath lab, is just an extension of that momentum and effort, taking JFK from a sleepy car, community hospital to now a university hospital titled. And, you know, hopefully we're going to move even more forward in that direction, which I'll talk about. But this is just the natural continuum of a cardiology division and a cardiac cath lab that has tremendously expanded in the last 10 years, taking us from just a small hospital where we would send most of our cardiac cases out to other hospitals to a very large, integrated, and progressive state-of-the-art department at JFK. That's a real story here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is impressive.
The fact that we really...
Yeah.
So the other thing I'd like to add is by having the new technology, the technology we have is something that's not really available in this area in any of the hospitals. It allows the physicians to help guide their therapy. So some of the imaging technology that we have in terms of the new imaging machines and the technology in terms of the ultrasound, the wires and stuff, allows us to make more accurate decisions in treating the patients rather than just more subjective visualizations like most of the other places that we have in this area. So we have technology that's not available in the other facilities presently at the other hospitals nearby.
I'm sorry, I just want to add that with this advanced technology, with the skill set that our interventional cardiologists have at JFK, a lot of these patients, we have prevented surgery based on this high-level technology, the advanced skill set of all the interventional cardiologists currently coming to JFK. We have been able to prevent, patients from having surgery with the minimally invasive procedures that we're currently performing.
The other thing also we do here, as well, also JR mentioned, is try to focus our lab towards more of a radially oriented lab, meaning procedures done through the radial artery, which is also associated with less complications, lower length of stay, and also more comfort for the patient. And I think in this area, we're probably one of the highest volume facilities in terms of doing radial procedures and also in same-day discharges, meaning the patients usually don't have to stay overnight and they go home.
Okay. You're mentioning radio procedures, and someone mentioned the term radio lounge. Could you expound on that a minute? What exactly is a radio lounge?
So what it is after the procedure, usually in the olden days, what the patient would do is after the procedure, they would be sitting on a stretcher and lay on a stretcher for 3 to 4 hours. A radio lounge is almost like, when you go to the car dealership and there's a little lounge for you to sit down at. There's a place where you can sit down in a chair, hang out, and, just watch TV and relax and recover there in a chair rather than being in a stretcher, laying flat. And,
okay.
So you can actually even walk around if you want to after the procedure, unlike in the olden days where the patient would be sitting in the stretcher for a couple of hours.
Right. Okay.
So the overall goal for having a radio lounge is obviously our patient satisfaction is extremely important to us here at Hackensack Meridian Health. And we want to ensure that we're providing the best comfort for our patient. By having a radio lounge, as when we were building it and talking about it, we wanted to make it seem like it's a Starbucks kind of feeling where the patients can, drink some coffee, and relax, enjoy the comfort of being in a Barker chair and watching TV as they're being recovered from their procedure. By having this, patient satisfaction is extremely high because it makes it seem that they're not in a hospital environment, although we have the technology to monitor them through their entire stay.
Okay, I can see how patients could appreciate that. And Dr. Hussein, I'm sure patients can also appreciate the concept of the same-day discharge after a coronary intervention, correct?
In fact, I think in my case, probably 85-90% of patients after the same they usually go home the same day after them.
Okay, that's awesome. Let's talk about some of the advancements in particular that are in place that will allow you to perform more life-saving procedures in the new lab. Let's talk about something called the ECHOS and the FlowTriever. What are those things?
So that's for a flow retrieval device, or ECMO, is for pulmonary embolism. So people who have called pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot that develops and goes to the lungs. And usually the symptoms that patients get are shortness of breath, they pass out. Some people can die from these. And what this allows us to do is treat these people aggressively rather than the olden days. The old days, we would just put them on blood thinners and hope that it would work. Nowadays, we can go in and try to treat them by placing catheters into their lungs and trying to break the blood clots with either blood thinners or actually going into the lungs and basically pulling the blood clots out. We've had a lot of success in the last 3 years. Actually, we started this program about 3 years ago. We actually have a whole team set up where the pulmonologists, the intensivists, and the ER docs are all involved. And if patients felt to be a candidate, then we proceed with this type of intervention to help relieve the patient's symptoms. The advantage of a procedure like this is a decrease the length of hospitalization. The patients feel much better, much faster. The recovery time is much better, and their morbidity is much better. In other words, they feel a lot better after they're done with the procedure. They start breathing better, the oxygen levels improve, and everything. So it is something that we provided that actually none of the other cath labs in this area again provide that we've been doing for the last 2-3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want less people die. Less people die. That's the bottom
awesome.
Line too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just add with that, you know, Dr. Hussain indicated that when these patients come in, Dr. Fino can elaborate because he sees these in the hospital. When they come in, what we call a submassive pulmonary embolism, this is sort of a life-threatening event. The patients are extremely short of breath. Their anxiety is very high, and with the technology of ECOS. And we have another device called FlowTriever. The physician is able to perform the procedure. And these patients they feel so relieved and they're able to breathe. They are immediately typically downgraded from critical care the following day and are discharged probably in a couple days. In the old days, like Dr. Hussain stated, they provided medical treatment, and they would be in critical care, and some of these patients would land up on a breathing tube. This technology, we've been able to increase patient comfort immediately, and that's been essential to the growth of the program. And most importantly, it is a collaborative effort, meaning the cardiologists, pulmonologists, intensivists, and the ER doctor as well, review this case and talk about the best treatment option to ensure that we're doing the right thing for the patient.
I would just like to add that a particular case, for instance, came into the emergency room at Old Bridge Hospital, which is part of Perth Amboy, Raritan Bay, was very, very sick, and we arranged a transfer up from Old Bridge Emergency Room to a critically ill patient to JFK, mm-hmm. and this was performed at JFK as a referral center for this from other hospitals. So, and the patient did very well. So that adds an even larger dimension to our lab. We were acting as a referral center for these kind of cases.
You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams, and we're talking with doctors from Hackensack Meridian JFK Medical Center. They recently announced the opening of its new state-of-the-art cardiac catheterization lab. I understand that JFK Medical Center was recently designated as a heart care center. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so that's exciting. So our mission and vision here at JFK was to become a cardiovascular center of excellence. And the heart care center distinction is the highest level of achievement you can achieve from the American College of Cardiology. And in order for you to be able to even apply to become a center, you have to achieve some accreditations. As an example, JFK was the first cath lab accredited from the American College of Cardiology, as well as we received the chest pain with resuscitation accreditation from the American College of Cardiology. And finally, we are accredited as in heart care distinction. And with those three pillars, that gave us the opportunity to apply to become a heart care center, which shows the quality that we're providing here at JFK. Our overall goal is to, one, being accredited by the American College of Cardiology demonstrates that the physicians all are collaborating. Quality is important. We have a decrease in variations of care to ensure that all of us are performing evidence-based practice, meaning the cardiologists are performing evidence-based practice to ensure that we're doing the right thing for our patients. And this achievement is significant. We were also the first organization in the state of New Jersey to receive the heart care distinction. And we're very proud of that. And that was with the leadership from Aaron Feingel, who's the chairman of cardiology, and Dr. Salim Hussein, as leaders within the organization, recognize the benefit of having these distinctions that represents us as a leader and the commitment to quality that that's demonstrated throughout all the cardiologists at JFK. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Feingold, cardiac conditions, are these among the most widespread healthcare challenges that we're facing today?
I think so. And, you know, just if you look, when I first trained, when a patient came in with a heart attack, you basically sat by the bed. You just sat by the bed, and they either got better or they did not. Mm-hmm. Maybe we gave morphine. Now, with the huge amount of innovations and interventions that can be done, there's nobody that we just don't take care of and bring something to the table, whether it's open heart surgery or an intervention such as a stent or a pacemaker or an aortic balloon or ECMO. Anything we're doing is now all in the last few decades. So yes, cardiology has become very much a specialty that we have tools to be able to actually save lives. And it is only getting better and better and better with the new percutaneous valves that are being able to be put in, the defibrillators, the new interventions that are going on. So cardiology has gone from a specialty which we didn't have any tools to now a specialty that is markedly hands-on, and I believe we're saving lots of lives. Cardiac disease has become a chronic disease. When I first started training, it was a much more acute problem. And being a chronic disease, almost like diabetes, in the sense that we fix it and move to the next problem within mm-hmm. cardiology. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to add something about the cath lab, just so that I don't forget. The cath lab, of course, was built with the generous contribution, financial contribution of Hackensack Meridian, but it was also built by the philanthropy of our community in Edison and our doctors' philanthropy. And I wanted that not to go without being stated. Philanthropy to the community from JFK donors has really been responsible for much of the growth of that lab. So I wanted to just state that at this time while I'm thinking about it.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting to see all the advancements that have taken place because as patients, when we come into specialty practices and things of like the cath lab, you know, all we know is something's wrong with our loved ones or something is going on with us and we just want it taken care of. We want to be comfortable. We want to be assured that, you know, the doctors have the best of the best, you know, to help and with the care. And of course, with this radio lounge that you're talking about, you're not only treating the patient, you're also treating them mentally and making sure that they're comfortable. So it seems like all of these advancements in the end are really not only just saving lives, but assuring patients and helping everyone just feel more comfortable knowing that the best possible treatment is available right there at JFK Medical Center, Hackensack Meridian.
Yeah, no, we do agree. I mean, we recognize, you know, that patient satisfaction is extremely important to us. We want to have the cath lab here at JFK and the new advancement in technology allows our cardiologists to perform high-end procedures and our nursing. We have some of the best nursing care specifically at JFK. We have nurse practitioners that follow up with the patient post-hospitalization. We have a meds to beds scenario here at JFK, meaning when the cardiologist performs the procedure and they need to be placed on medication, we have a pharmacy here on site where we can deliver the medication to the patient to ensure that they have the proper therapy when they go home. So all these things are extremely important to us at JFK, and physician satisfaction and patient satisfaction is at the top of the list.
Mr. Rivera, I'm glad you mentioned that. You mentioned nurses. I wanted to talk to you about the physician-to-patient communications and also the transition from the cath lab to one-on-one cardiac care. How do nurses play a role, and how important is that?
Nursing is extremely important here. We have some of the best nurses at JFK in the cardiac catheterization. They come very experienced from critical care to from the emergency room, from telemetry units, and it's a collaborative environment in the cath lab where they take an extensive history and physical on the patient. We ensure that we're able to communicate with the cardiologist, and Dr. Hussein is here and can explain how this collaboration has improved patient care because we ensure that all our I's are dotted, T's are crossed, so the patients have the best possible outcomes at JFK.
I mean, the goal is safety of the patient and good care, and I think that's where it comes in. And like JR was saying, we have multiple checkpoints. When the patient comes in, the patient is evaluated by a nurse, also by a nurse practitioner. So we make sure the patient is appropriate for the procedure before you even get started. And if there are any issues, then they're addressed with the primary cardiologist. And the goal of doing any procedure is not just to do procedure. The patient has a good outcome and does benefit from the procedure. I think it's a team effort that's very important. Don't work as a team, it's going to be a failed system.
Right.
I think that's one of the things I've noticed compared to other places is it's a very team-oriented place. We all get along with each other, and we understand if somebody, you know, there are issues, we address them and go forward. But like JR said, it is really a team.
Okay.
It's actually a family, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and one final thing I wanted to add to that is that we have extensive quality metric, which means that we ensure that patient procedures are appropriately done. We have a report card for all our physicians to ensure that, you know, they're all doing the right thing. We also hold cardiac cath lab conference for all the physicians, nursing staff. We come together to view cases, to collaborate, to be able to talk about what are our opportunities. We also have representation from surgery at those meetings as well. So it is a multidisciplinary approach that we have here at JFK.
All right. In the final moments, I did want to ask you about one piece of technology that seems pretty interesting to me. It's called Smart Assist. What exactly is that?
So Smart is the new Impella actually that came out. So Impella is called it's really a left ventricular device. And we utilize this technology during life-threatening events, meaning a patient comes in having what we call an acute myocardial infarction and cardiogenic shock. And what that means to the public is their blood pressure is very low, their heart rate is unstable, they're typically intubated where they have a breathing tube in their mouth. And really, they are, it's a very life-threatening event. And during this time, we have technology called an Impella where we're able to put in a catheter inside a patient's left ventricle and basically assist the heart while the interventional cardiologist corrects the emergent situation, which is typically a blockage, 100% blockage in one of the main arteries. It also allows them to be, it could be a bridge for surgery, meaning the doctor will stabilize them here, putting in this device, and then allow them to get to the our facility hospital, which is Hackensack Meridian, or the closest hospital in a life-threatening situation, and they can perform surgery. The Smart Assist that physicians can actually look at, so if a patient has an Impella and the doctor goes home, they're able to look via their cell phone and look at the waveforms and see that they're appropriately being managed. So it is great technology. Dr. Hussain can speak to it. We've saved many a lives with the Impella catheter here, have a lot of great stories. And it's just another technology that our organization has to offer.
It's pretty impressive that all of this is available right here. You don't have to cross the river. You don't have to go far for state of the art treatment in the world of Cardiology. It's available right at Hackensack Meridian JFK Medical Center, just unveiling its new state-of-the-art cardiac catheterization lab. Thank you so much to Dr. Salim Hussein, Dr. Aaron Feingold, and Mr. Herminio Rivera. Much continued success to all of you with the new lab. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.